This is the 417th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, the podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that gives you everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons beat reporter for the AJC, coming to you from Ford Field here in downtown Detroit, where the Atlanta Falcons were beaten 20-6 by the Detroit Lions at Ford Field today on Sunday. The loss dropped the record to 2-1 for the Falcons, and the Lions improved to 2-1 on the season. If you're listening to us for the first time, please make sure to follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, we're back here at Ford Field wrapping up the Falcons' 20-6 loss to the Detroit Lions in an offensive showing that was not very good. The Falcons did not score a touchdown, were kept out of the end zone, missed a field goal, made two field goals. It was not a very productive day for the offensive unit. And the offensive line gave up 7 sacks and 8 quarterback hits, signaling that that may be an issue moving on down the road here. So let's talk to Coach Arthur Smith on his opening statement about too many negative plays.
Yeah, I mean, too many negative plays on early downs. You know, we got put behind the count a lot on the road. Certainly made life on third down even tougher. We got to do a better job in that, you know, all of us. And so that's usually what happens when, you know, you get too many negative plays early down. You got to give Detroit credit. Try to mix some things up. Obviously didn't execute well enough. You know, there's always going to be calls you want to have back. But that's pretty much the story of the game, was too many negative plays on early downs, which led to a lot of ugly offensive football. But as ugly as that did feel, we had our chances even late to try to do something with it. And we didn't. Didn't convert to third and medium, and then the fourth and medium after Jesse's interception, and even in the one before the field goal we missed. You know, you're trying to play two down right there. And you love to have those back, but that's the thought. And then you get to fourth and five and make it a one possession game. And so a lot of things we can do better, all of us. And thankfully that's only one. And there's some tough lessons learned, but we got to get it tomorrow, go back to work. And we got to look as a team, and all of us, and get ready to go get on that plane Thursday.
All right, Coach, talking about getting on the plane, going over to London for next week's game against the Jaguars. But we're going to finish wrapping up this one here. This was not a great display of Atlanta Falcon football. And we wanted to know from Coach, what was up with the 7 sacks?
Yeah, I mean, some of them, they're different schemes. I mean, obviously, when you got some of the obvious dropbacks, especially late, you know, that one or two of them. But, you know, some of them were on some actions, and they beat us off the snap. And it was right now. And so, again, whether that's the crowd or whatever it is, we got to do a better job getting into that. We didn't even get the play started. So put you all off on those. So it wasn't like it was all just drop back. I know that sounds like an excuse, but I'm just trying to give you the difference. It wasn't like they were just collapsing on some of the pass, you know, traditional pass pro, but obviously they got 7 sacks. We got 0, and we hit Goff a few times, but They clearly affected our quarterback, and they got us off track, and credit to Detroit. They're ready to go.
Well, yeah, they'll look at some of those sacks. I mean, I saw I'll look at them, too. I saw Bergeron get beat inside by Aiden Hutchinson. No crime there. I saw Aiden put a spin move on Jake Matthews. And, you know, Charles Harris even got a sack, former Falcon. So we'll look at the, you know, what Coach is trying to say is that sometime they got beat off the snap, which isn't pass pro. And it wasn't a classic drop back where he held it too long and they got after him. So it was a variety of ways they got to the quarterback today. And so they're going to have to look at him and try to fix him. Certainly those sudden rushes where they're like, boom, and they're right in Ritter's face. Got to fix those. There was some Brian Burns sacks that came up like that in the first game. So they gotta look at that. That's a long season if you can't drop back and throw the ball. Here's what Coach Arthur Smith had to say about Desmond Ritter's play.
And, I mean, gave us a chance. I mean, obviously there's going to be a couple throws you want to have back. I thought the one that hit the Drake early was good, you know, got in a rhythm. I probably earlier felt like, but clearly, you know, when you lose like that, there's not a lot to really feel great about. And that's anybody, and it's everybody, but it's going to take all 11 of us. When you get, like I said, behind that much, on the drives or certainly on some of the long yardage situations, it's going to take you out of, make you obvious points, but there's all things we got to look at.
Yep, and one of them is, one of the issues with Desmond Ritter coming out in the draft was his accuracy. I think we saw some of that here on display today. Remember one ball being wide outside, then came back on another crucial attempt and missed on a fourth down attempt and was high and wide on a throw. The one that just sticks out to me was on the second series, second play of the drive, second and seven. Kyle Pitts is running away from the defender, and the ball is, just too far out in front of him for him to go get it and take it to the house. So, you know, those are when they take those shots, they got to hit them. But here is Coach Arthur Smith answering about the confidence he has in Desmond Ritter as they move forward.
Yeah, still pretty high, but it gives it a chance. And so but we got to do a lot better. You know, when you lose a game like that, I mean, that's the name of the game. Come back tomorrow, be objective, right? We're 2-1. We got to go on the road. We got to fly across the Atlantic. We got to get ready to go play a really good Jacksonville team and a defense that's, I think, is pretty good. And that's our job. That's the NFL. You know, you're looking for that consistency coming out every week. And give Detroit credit.
All right. That's all from Coach here. Bad offensive play. Got to fix the line. He's still high on Desmond Ritter. Let's move on to quarterback Desmond Ritter as he shares his overall thoughts on what went wrong today.
Yeah, you know, we just wasn't able to get anything going. And, you know, that's something that we struggled with early, especially, you know, in the first half of games throughout the season. And that's something that obviously we got to work on and improve is, one, getting going early, and then, two, keeping it and keeping it going the entire game. And then I would also say, three, is just, you know, when we do get out there and start, we got to be able to bounce back and bounce back fast.
Well, all right. The quarterback wanted to get his perspective on the sacks and if there are protection issues.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about those guys up front. Those guys did a great job. You know, I got to get the ball out of my hands quicker. Got to make better reads. Got to, you know, things got to move and happen fast, better out there. So all five of those guys, you know, I love those guys. Those guys, you know, they did good out there. So I wouldn't put it on them more so myself.
There's a quarterback, you know, bumping for his offensive line. But I think that's what you're supposed to do. Here is Desmond Ritter again on not being surprised by what Detroit did and what they didn't execute.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a rude awakening, more so just a test. And obviously, you know, we went out there and failed that test. So, you know, we were prepared. We just came out and, you know, we didn't get anything going. So it wasn't like, you know, we went out there and, you know, we're just shocked by what happened. You know, we obviously didn't go out there, you know, wasn't executing well enough. And that's where the end result comes to.
Now, 2-0, Came in here 2-0, left 2-1. Now they got to move on from this loss. Here's what Ritter said about moving on from the loss.
Yeah, just coming back to work tomorrow. We know where we want to be at the end of this season. We know what this team is supposed to look like, what we're supposed to be. And through 3 weeks, you know, we haven't even, you know, skimmed the surface of what we're supposed to be. You know, we haven't even truly, really played as a full team yet. Whether it's, you know, just defense doing what they need to do and creating turnovers and then offense just keeping it in the game. You know, it's never been, you know, the defense is making turnovers and stops and the offense is also going out there and putting up explosions, putting up points. Special teams is changing the field on everywhere. So, you know, I feel like, you know, we haven't even played a full team game yet. We've had parts of games where we're able to, you know, be great on offense or be great on defense or be great on special teams. But for four quarters, we have to put it all together as a team.
All right, there you go. Putting it all together as a team. Now let's move over to the defensive side of the ball. We're going to hear from some of the linemen, get their take on the 7 sacks. But let's hear from safety Richie Grant on how tough of a loss this was. That 45-yard touchdown pass and the halftime adjustments from Richie Grant.
Yeah, that was a tough loss, bro. Like, you know, we got beat. Just got to keep stacking, man. We can't let one loss define the season, you know. But it definitely was a tough loss. We're going to learn from this one. We just got to keep stacking.
What happened on the touchdown? Looked like the
tight end
got lost.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just a little miscommunication. But at the end of the day, man, we got to, you know, make those type of plays. No matter how it happened, you got to shake out. We got to make those type of plays.
And, you know, it was close at halftime. Y'all came out and got some stops. How did defense try to stay in the game? Jesse got a pick.
Yeah. Just trying to mix up coverages, you know, give Goff a different look, you know, not trying to sit and shell and show our hand, you know, a little movement. Just mix it up on them so we ain't just sitting there stagnant and give him easy reads.
All right, Rich Grant helps us break it down. Somebody got lost on that. That's the one, I think that's the over and under tight end play that Kyle Shanahan had that used to get Levine Tololo so wide open for the Falcons. And, you know, it's a double move and you get caught looking one way. Next thing you know, tight end's going up the back seam on you. And that's what the Lions hit him with, that Sam LaPorta touched 45-yard touchdown pass. Now, we got to talk to the lineman. Here is Chris Lindstrom on the noise not being a factor here at Ford Field.
No. Des did a phenomenal job communicating with us, and we were able to communicate with each other. But, you know, we just understand we need to do better. So we'll just watch tomorrow and see about our corrections.
Yeah, the corrections, that's what they're going to be talking about with regards to, you know, the quick sacks. They can fix those. And then they just got to battle longer on the long ones. But here's Chris again, Lindstrom, on you know, how he's going to watch the film and how he plans to get ready for Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's not fun, but we understand that, and it's never as good as it seems, it's never as bad as it seems. So you just have to be objective, and so we're going to go through it tomorrow and make our corrections, and you know, get our mind right for Jacksonville.
All right, here is rookie Matthew Bergeron on if the noise was a factor.
I mean, it was pretty loud, but I think, like I said, we did a good job of handling that and, you know, communicating, you know, across the line with the quarterback. So I don't think that was the issue, but, you know, you never know. Like I said, we'll watch him tomorrow and then get better.
And another issue all year, this is our sidebar story. There've been 35 possessions, 5 touchdowns, 7 field goals. Okay, and they went out and drafted all these weapons. Got to get it to the weapons. They never got in rhythm. They haven't been in rhythm all season. But, you know, they got one more game here. The first 4 games kind of, you know, gives you a good look on what the units are going to be. And they'll have to put some things together over in London against a pretty good Jacksonville team. But here is Bergeron on the offensive rhythm.
Obviously, when you find a rhythm, you know, things go a little bit smoother. You know, when you're off track, off balance, you know, you get in a certain situation, you put yourself in a certain situation where, you know, it's obvious pass down. Yeah, 7 sacks. So that might play a part in just being out of rhythm, being off track. But we got to do better next week. And
Well, here is Bijan Robinson on quarterback Desmond Ridder.
I appreciate him, always, picking us up and being that vocal leader that we get on the sidelines sometimes. But I feel fine. I feel Desmond's fine. We'll be just fine. And we'll go back and reevaluate how we played today, and then we'll come back this week to grind, so we'll try to get a win on Sunday.
All right, that was it was locker room, a little crowded around Bijan, so my sound was a little choppy there. That's on me. I'll get a little closer next week. We're going to take a break here, then we're going to come back and then go over some of the game notes and get you ready. Next week on Wednesday, we'll be getting you ready for Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, and the Jaguars. But let's go ahead and finish up wrapping up things here from Ford Field, then we take a break. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over 4 decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
All right, we're back here from the break, and we're going to get on to some game notes and some of the fan reaction to our mailbag, our Twitter mailbag that we got over 109 responses already here on how you all feel about the loss here today. So we'll share some of those with you all. But for right now, want you to go ahead and get a pencil and paper or ink pen and paper. So we got some writing to do today. But we want to extend you this offer from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We have a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you subscribe today, you can get 6 months of unlimited digital access to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for just 99 cents. That's all of our sports coverage, politics, breaking news, investigations, food and dining, etc. Get all of our stories on AJC.com, access to our e-paper and our assortment of newsletters, including the Bradley's Buzz from Mark Bradley. So join our community by going to, here's the writing part, subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. Again, that's subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. So you always know what's really going on. All right, we're back here. We're going to do some mailbag questions and move on to the notes. One of my followers that's got to meet at the Super Bowl when it was Atlanta. She was volunteering, Andre Jackson. She's went to Georgia. It's a journalist. Too many errors to list, beginning with poor game planning to start. Not many winners or highlights in this one. Fontenot, we need a real NFL O-line. Oh, not happy with the 7 sacks there, Hummus Jackson, or the 8 quarterback hits. Okay, here is, what do y'all think of the 20-0 loss by the Falcons to the Lions? Got 9,000 impressions, 107 comments. So let's go through a couple of them here. Nick Bando, very successful on converting 3 and outs. All right, he's got jokes. Bad Richard Gonzalez. Bad coaching continues and O-line is a dumpster fire. Time to try new O-line combinations. I don't know about that. Offensive line is a huge problem and the play calling was insanely predictable. Horrible game plan called by Love. That previous comment was from Delilah HD. Okay, we're just going to call him Shady Deacon. Last three first-round picks on RB, TE, and wide receiver. We can only score 6 points against an average Lions defense. So much Coach Smith being an offensive genius. They're unloading on the coach. O-line, this is big homie. O-line is a problem. They couldn't pass or run protect today. And JT Ross the third, 82. Terrible game plan and play calling. Detroit tried to give us the game, but we could not execute. Coaching failed the young team today. Last one we'll read here. O-line is from Faye. O-line was garbage. No protection. Couldn't run the ball. Offense was not good, and Ritter was bad. Not all his fault, but he needs to be better. All right. One more. Trenches in April. McGarry can start looking for employment elsewhere. Can't get any pressure with three starting O-linemen out. Offense is too one-dimensional without being able to pass. That's from Dollar Bill on Twitter. So that's how folks are feeling here after this game. 20-6 loss to the Detroit Football Lions. Let's just go over some of the notes here today. Atlanta held Detroit to 2 of 8 on third down attempts in the second half. Second time this season, Atlanta has held their opponent to 25% on third down in the second half. They did it week 1 against Carolina. Atlanta's defense limited the Lions to 4 of 14 on third down, the lowest conversion rate of the season for both Atlanta's defense and Detroit's offense. Fullback Keith Smith served as the sixth captain for game day today. All right, let's look at some player notes here. Kyle Pitts had 5 passes for 41 yards. He'd have been over 100 if they hit up that big one. It's his 8th career game with at least 5 catches. Tight end Jonnu Smith had 5 catches for 37. His 9th career game with at least 5 catches. And with 102 receiving yards through his first 3 games, Bijan Robinson is the first Falcons rookie running back to record at least 100 receiving yards in his first 3 career games in franchise history. Jesse Bates finished with 11 tackles, 6 solo, 1 interception, his 3rd of the season and 17th of his career, and 1 pass defense. Bates is the 2nd Falcons defender since 2000 to record 3 interceptions in his first 3 games of a season, joining Thomas Dekou in 2012. All right, just a couple more defensive stats here. Grady Jarrett had 4 total tackles and a team-leading 3 quarterback hits. Caden Ellis had 10 tackles, 5 solo, a 3rd career double-digit game, and 1 tackle for loss. Defensive tackle David Onyemata had 3 total tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 2 quarterback hits. And Troy Anderson finished with 8 tackles, 3 solo. He left the game on the cart. Coach said he thought it was a shoulder injury, but he wants the MRI. Can't really see it under the pads. But he was carted off. Jonnu Smith was also hurt in the game and returned to the game. The Falcons don't announce their injuries, but the Lions announced theirs. Matt Nelson. He left the game with a Matt Nelson left with a right ankle injury, and he did not return. And then the backup guard that got called up, number 70 here, he had a hamstring, and his return to the game was questionable also. Number 70, let me look him up real quick. That was Dan Skipper of the Detroit Lions. Hamstring injury. I don't believe he came back into the game. So with that, we're going to just want to take a look here at one more. The Falcons third down situation. They didn't give us that. I wanted to go over that. Go over Ridder's stats here too. He was 21 of 38 for 201 yards. 70.2 passer rating. No interceptions. No touchdowns either. Had a long of 28. Okay, and this is what I wanted. Third down efficiency. The Falcons were 4 of 14 also. So that was 28.6%. They held the Lions to the same number, 4 of 14. But when you're not scoring and moving the ball, that's going to happen to you. So, hey, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. This is the 417th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. The Falcons went down today 20-6. They're searching for this offense. Supposed to be high-powered offense. We haven't seen score a lot of touchdowns through 35 possessions so far. So they'll be trying to put things together this week and take it over to London and see what they can do against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday in London. So with that, we're going to ask you to take care and have a great rest of your week.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song. A celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.